Something a little bit different than I've been doing on Sunday mornings. This is Valentine's week, sweetheart week they call it. So let's take our Bibles, everybody listen, and turn to 1 Peter chapter number 3. 1 Peter chapter number 3 this morning. And I'm going to read some scripture here this morning. In the Bible, I'm going to preach to the married couples, all of our husbands and wives and wannabes and the rest of you here this morning. And wish you was and wish you wasn't that are here this morning. So that gets us all. We're glad to be here. I'm glad that you're here. And here's what I'm going to do. I do a lot, sometimes not a whole lot, of marriage counseling. Every preacher nowadays has to be a marriage counselor. And people call and say, we're having marriage problems. We'll meet somewhere, sometimes over the phone, sometimes meet there in my office, or something. We'll sit down and I'll say, all right, look. Let's see if we can't get something worked out here. And that it's not uncommon. I believe that just about every married couple probably needs a little help, counsel, every now and then. So what I'm going to do this morning is I'm going to act like we're all just sitting in my office, and I'm going to give you a little marriage counsel this morning from the Bible and a message the Lord laid on my heart. So everybody listen. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, or wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God a great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, and as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. I will preach this morning on the subject, mistakes in marriage. Mistakes in marriage. If you're not careful, you can make some very costly mistakes in your marriage. I realize the day we're living in. Many of you are in maybe an unfortunate situation, going through a divorce, or have done been through it. Maybe you are just newly wed, married. Maybe you've been married for a long time, or maybe never have been married. It's all, everything I got to say to you is for everybody in here this morning. Because if you don't need it now, the time will come when you will. It's amazing to me that you have to take driver's ed to get your driver's license. You have to go out and practice, take a written test, answer some questions, know how to drive, know what a stop sign looks like, and everything to get your driver's license to drive a car. You have to go to school probably 1 year, maybe two, just to be a dental assistant in an office and help the dentist as he works on people. A year, maybe even a year and a half, somebody tell me, 2 years in school. You have to go a year or two in school every day, classes, books, homework, study, tests, and everything to be an LPN, a licensed practicing nurse. Maybe a year, 2 years, and maybe 3 or 4 to be an RN or whatever else is past that. 3 and 4 years of school to be a nurse, a year to be a dental assistant, even your driver's license, and yet any nut in town can run out and get married with no kind of training whatsoever. And I'm going to tell you, to have a right kind of home and a right, and believe me, I have seen some nuts get married. I've seen some. I think, Lordy mercy. And there's no criteria, there's no kind of requirements, there's no kind of study anything. If we're going to study, if you're going to study to know how to do your job, don't you think it makes a little bit of sense that you put a little work into knowing how to be a husband or knowing how to be a wife? Nobody is naturally born a good husband or a good wife. It takes work. I don't understand people say, well, we was in love and things just, I don't know what happened. After we got married, everything just went and we just don't love each other no more. You know, your house don't stay painted. Your car, the tires don't just stay. You have to put money into that car and put new tires on it and change the oil and have it worked on, have a paint job or something to keep that car looking good. And your house and your car and your marriage is the same way. It don't just stay good. It don't, nothing else does. Why would you think? Listen, you got to put some work into it. You say, I believe if it's, I just fell in love and fell out of love. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You did certain things and now you're not doing them. Now I'm going to say, first of all, some mistakes husbands make. Mistakes husbands make. Listen to me. I write you a book on this stuff. 3 mistakes that a husband in here will make if you're not real careful. All right? And before I say this morning, since I'm just counseling today, before I say this, I want to say I've read books, I've heard preachers, I've listened to a series of sermons, I've been through all kinds of trouble myself, I've sent in through it with hundreds of people, and I can tell you how to keep your marriage. Two things. Number one, don't take each other for granted, and number two, treat each other with the same respect that you treat other people, and you'll be all right. Them two things right there, I promise you, will save your marriage if you practice. Quit taking them for granted. Thank God for what you have. You may not be perfect, but you ain't either. So listen to me this morning. Number one, here's mistakes husbands make. The first mistake you make is expecting your wife to think like a man. Your wife don't think like a man. Your wife don't think like a man because she ain't a man. If she does think like a man, you've got problems. God made us different. Down, can you see me? You've got some problems. I heard Rosie O'Donnell left her wife the other day. Now, you've got problems if you're in that kind of a mess. But if you're normal Bible-believing people here today, you don't expect. A lot of times we get mad at our wives because they don't think like we think. Now, God never made us to think the same. God made us two sides of the coin. A man and wife supposed to think different. You're not. She's not supposed to think. Let me give you an example. You're going out. The man said this. One woman told the preacher one time. He said, "What's wrong?" He said, "We've been married 5 years. He never tells me he loves me anymore. Never does he tell me he loves me." And the preacher looked at the man and said, "Is that true?" He said, "Yes, it is." He said, "Well, why don't you tell your wife you love her?" He said, "I told her when we got married. If that ever changes, I'll let her know." That's the way a man thinks. I told you I love you. Do I have to keep telling you over and over and over? Now, women don't think like that. And you really make a mistake when you think that your wife thinks like you think. Men think different. Men think with facts and numbers and logic and love. Women think with their emotions. How I feel this. And that's not a bad thing. God made you that way. Women think like, "Well, I just feel like this and I just feel like that." And God balances the man out with the way the woman thinks, and God balances the man out with the way the man thinks. For example, men are just about the same all the time. Men are like dogs. Women are like cats. You know, a dog, they're always in the same mood. Always. Cats are, like that, you know. And we could do a whole sermon on that. But they're touchy. And God made them like that. Check that out sometime. That's a good study. You should always remember that. Never expect your wife to see things like a man. You might do well sometime to listen to her. God gave her to you to help balance you out. Because you're so straight and boring. And she's like this, you know. And it helps you out. Number two. The second mistake a man makes, don't expect your wife to be as strong as a man. Now, here I get a lot of criticism, and the women's libbers and people, I mean, they hear this all over the world, people do, and they say, "Oh, you're a sexist. You're saying that women are not as strong as men." They're not. They're not. On the average, they're not, physically speaking. Many times women are stronger mentally. Women are stronger emotionally. Women are stronger spiritually in a lot of cases. But for the most part, the man physically is stronger. If you don't believe that, there's just something wrong with you. I mean, there are exceptions, but for the most part, the Bible said we're to give honor to the wife as she is the weaker vessel. What it said. And my job is to preach the Bible, not what politics, and it is politically correct out there in Hollywood. I mean, really, are we going to let Hollywood tell us how to have a marriage? Lord, no. Absolutely not. She is the weaker vessel, and we're to give honor in that. Example, if you're going to remove the refrigerator in your house, 9 times out of 10, it is the man who grabs it and not the woman, right? Now don't say, but that's the exception. The exception proves the rule. It never overthrows. There's always an exception. The exception proves the rule. 9 times out of 10, if you're going to move this right here, you're going to say, honey, would you, and he's going to go, yes, sir, let me show you. And he's always enjoyed showing his great strength around you and so forth and so on. But you gotta remember that she can't take many times what you can take physically. I heard about this man one time. He went to a counselor and he said, I'm sick of being married. I want a divorce. I'm just tired of it. And the counselor told him this. He said, I tell you what, you've been married a long time. Try something before you go to get a divorce. He said, what's that? He said, I want you to go home. He said, I want you to do something nice for your wife every day for 1 month. Come back 30 days. I mean, you've been married years. Before you throw in the towel and you say you don't love her no more, you go home and do something nice. So he went home. One day he bought her flowers. The next day he went out and got candy. The next day he left her a nice little note for her. And he bought her a dress. And then he got up and done the dishes on his own and cleaned up after supper. And he said at the end of that 30 days, that man come in. He said, I don't know what has happened, but I have fallen in love with my wife all over again. And you know what caused it? He started doing what he should have been doing all along on occasion. You've got to remember that you are stronger than she is physically, and that you don't expect her to be like that. They say 97% of people who get divorced, one of them don't attend church regularly. It is almost unheard of for people that are in a good Bible-believing church where the man steps up and takes his responsibility and be the man of the house and say, we're going to church, we're going to honor God, that family ever gets a divorce. Almost unheard of. It does happen, but it's very, very rare. If both serve God, listen to me, if both will get right and both will do what I'm saying today, the Lord will put a hedge around your home and the devil won't be able to break in and get his hands on your marriage and mess it up. Amen? Number three, the next mistake a man makes is when you expect her never to change. She's going to change. You might as well get used to it. You're supposed to love her like Christ loved the church. She's not going to look at 40 what she looked like at 20. Now, for some reason, you guys figure, she don't look. Have you looked in the mirror lately? Yeah, you're not exactly Brad Pitt, brother. I mean, and you expect your wife to look like this teenage model after she's done had a bunch of kids. And I mean, there will be wrinkles come on her face. And I mean to tell you, if she ain't got a lot of money, they're going to be there. And if she does have a lot of money, she won't have wrinkles, but she'll look funny. You ever seen them people look like that? I'd rather have wrinkles than look like that. I mean, they said old Liz Taylor, they found out before she died, she looked young. She's about 90, but she looked, and they found a big spot right there, and it was her belly button. But listen, you know what? That's why they kept stretching it up, stretching it up, stretching it up. And your wife is not going to look at 40 like she did at 20. She's not going to look at 50 like she did at 30. She's not going to look at 60 like she did at 40. And you're wrong when you expect her not to change. I mean, a man said, well, you don't look good. You don't look too good. Have you looked in the mirror? Lord have mercy. You look like you swallowed a beach ball. And brother, and everything. Like one old fellow said, he said, when I turned 50, he said, everything falls out, falls off, or falls down. I got one fellow, he said, I got that furniture disease. He said, my chest done dropped in my drawers. But I'm going to tell you something this morning, brother. You hear me? You're wrong if you expect her not to change. That's right. Be a good listener. Be a good talker. Learn to listen to her. Remember, hey, you men, remember, if you do her wrong, you're doing Jesus wrong. If you do your wife wrong, you're doing the Lord wrong. That's right. That's right, brother. I'm telling you, you said, boy, my wife sure has changed. One fellow came out and he said, my wife changed a lot. He said, they say that blondes have more fun and redheads have a real bad temper and black-haired ladies are smarter or whatever they say about it. He said, that ain't true. My wife's been all three of them. It didn't do nothing to her. They're going to change. They're going to change. That's right. And I want to tell you this morning, men, before I quit talking to you, if you, men, if you're flirting with somebody that ain't your wife at work, or if you find yourself thinking about a certain woman all the time, or if you find yourself fixing up for her and you can't wait to see her at work, and when she comes in and you like the way she makes you feel, or you maybe been texting her, or maybe been talking to you, I'm telling you, you better pray it out. You better stay away from her. They'll ruin your marriage, ruin your life. And I'm telling you, stick with that woman God gave you, and God bless you. Amen. If you get rid of your wife and get one of them, she'll turn out to be worse. Because your wife never done nothing that bad. Both of you go to bed at the same time. Turn the TV off. And both go to bed. Turn the stupid computer. Some of y'all had an affair with that computer while your mate's laying over there trying to go to sleep and you won't turn the phone off. Lord, it's quieter than Turkey Farmyard on Thanksgiving Day in here. Sometimes your work schedule demands that you go to bed at different times. Second shift, first shift, third shift, all that time. But under normal circumstance, when it's time to go to bed, you ready to go to bed? You ready to go to bed? Off! Off goes the phone! Off goes the iPad! Off goes the TV! Off goes everything! Play together! Go to sleep! That's what God did! He didn't intend for one of you to be entertaining yourself till 2 o'clock in the morning and the other one staring at the wall wishing they had somebody to talk to. Say amen right there. God laid that on my heart to say that. Some of y'all better get it. And I know you're so spiritual. You'll say, well, I know that's what Brother Danny believes, but I think, listen, you ask the Lord if I'm right. You say, well, I can't get sleepy. Well, pray an hour and turn your computer and your TV off. I heard of one great counselor, he said, we used to have a TV in the bedroom, we got rid of it. I'm not saying you should, but he said, if you can't enjoy each other's company and be married, you ought to get rid of it. Say amen right there. Do things together. Somebody said, be married for better or for worse, but not for good. That's the way a lot of people look at it. Hurriedly this morning, mistakes wives make. Mistakes wives make. Number one. Like one fellow asked this one, he said, do you take this man to be your awful wedded husband? Here's a mistake wives make. Number one, it's Valentine's week. I'm trying to help y'all be sweet this week. Rekindle those sparks. This will help you more than, well, I'm going to say some other stuff in a minute. Number one, you make a mistake when you expect your husband to read your mind. I've never met a lady yet that didn't get mad at her husband, and he didn't know what she's mad about, and she was mad at him for not thinking of what she wanted him to think. Never met one yet didn't do that. All you ladies do that. Example, going down the road. He's trying to be nice. He's trying to be a sweet person. Where would you like to eat? This is for you. This is our date night. Where you want to? And you say, it don't matter. Now that's a lie from hell. And you know it's a lie. And he says, oh, it don't matter. How about Chinese? No, not Chinese. Anywhere but that. You know what you're doing? You want him to think what you're thinking. That's a mistake. Because he ain't going to. That's a mistake. We don't think alike. Well, you want to go, how about Mexican? No. Anywhere but this, this, this. She's already got a place in her head she really wants to go and wants you to suggest it. Now, it ain't right to play mind games with somebody like that. It ain't right. I tell you the best way to do, men, is just think exactly opposite of what you think it's to do and then stab at it. You might get that right once in a while. She already knows where she wants to go. But where you want to go? Oh, it don't matter. Well, I'm going to let you decide. You decide. But you better decide what I'm already thinking. Or I'll take a fit and say, you're selfish. God. Brats, man. That's a mistake you make. You're sitting at home. You're watching soap operas. The guy on TV says, oh, honey, you're so pretty. You know, the devil whispers in your ear. He never tells you you're pretty. You sit there and think about that all evening. Then he comes home. What's wrong? Nothing. Well, something is. Never. And you're mad. He won't tell me he loves me. He won't tell me. He has no clue. That's what you're thinking. Give the poor guy a break. I mean, good night, people. You say, well, how long? And then finally he said, you never tell me you love me. Well, I love you. Well, that don't count. You didn't mean it. That's a mistake. You make a mistake when you think he can read your mind. The Bible said a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, one lady said, well, he says he's willing to die for me, but he never does. That's awful, isn't it? That's awful. Don't fuss at him every time he walks in. Don't fuss when he walks into one lady. Said one man said one time they was riding something like that, and the guy come up and he said, sir, your wife fell out about 100 yards back there. And he said, thank God, I thought I'd went deaf. Don't expect him to read your mind. Look, is it too hard for you to do this? Cracker Barrel. If he asks you where you want to eat, tell the fool. Number two. This is important. This is for men and women, especially the ladies. Ladies, are you listening to me? I said, number one, your first mistake, don't expect him to think like a man. Number two, don't expect the world to make your marriage better. We don't go to the world to get our marriage counseling or help. Say amen right there. Buddy, we're living in a time when Christian people are going to the world to get advice on how to have a Christian marriage. They don't know how to have one. They don't even know how to have a sinner marriage, let alone have a Christian marriage. Listen, this book right here and God and being right with God is where you get your advice. We don't get our advice on how to have a marriage from this world. Really? Is that who you want telling you how to live your life? Amen? Well, turning on a soap opera, saying, I'm having troubles in my marriage. I'm going to watch Montel and Dr. Field this morning. Maybe somebody on there can help. That's like asking Lady Doodoo to teach Sunday school next Sunday morning. I mean, that's like asking David Letterman to give a class on sobriety and tell him not to get drunk. That's like asking Marilyn Manson, brother, to be a good example for you. You don't get advice from this world, brother. Listen, they don't read the Bible, they don't pray, they don't go to church, and we're going to them. We, God's children, are going to the devil's child and children and his, for advice on. You say, well, we like to go out there into the world and get something wicked and maybe spice up our marriage with it. We, God, children are going to ask heathen how to have a marriage? No way. Don't go to the world to get your advice on how to have a happy home. Amen. You don't need advice from a bunch of lust-filled country music loving women at work who can't even stay faithful to their own husbands telling you how to be a wife. Say amen. Amen. The last thing you need is a romance novel or a soap opera. Let me tell you what the Bible said over in Leviticus. It said, thou shalt not learn to do after the manner of the heathen. The manner of the heathen. You know what God told them children of Israel when they come out of Egypt? He said, don't pick up Egypt's habits. Don't pick up Egypt's beliefs. Don't pick up Egypt's job. It'll backfire on you. Some of you sitting right here this morning, you think, oh, the world has this, the world has that. Anything that's wrong out there in the world, it'll backfire on you. It'll backfire. You may think, oh, this will help my marriage. It might for an hour or two. But I'm telling you, brother, it ain't real help. It'll backfire. You hear me this morning. You don't go to the world to get advice on your marriage. Two or three people mentioned it to me this week. There's a filthy movie coming out this weekend called 50 Shades of Filth. I've done a little bit of research. Got CDs back there. Yeah, you can look at me. I see you. It's a sad day that we think we have to go to pornography to help us learn how to live our life.
That's right.
that's absolutely free, that won't cost you a dime. I'd blush too if I was you. I'm going to tell you this morning, I'm being your friend. This ain't funny. They're not your friend. That movie degrades women. It turns women into like animals. A man treats a woman like she's a dog. And in each book has a very bad word over 100 times in the book. And he winds up, tying her up like a dog, and one of them beats her with a red cross. If you think a man beating a woman with a cross will help your marriage, you're so far backslid, there ain't no hope of you getting right with God unless you get on this altar for a little while. You say, well, Brother Danny, if I do everything, I'll drive me crazy. You're already crazy. You're already crazy. The man's name is Christian. Christian. To blaspheme the Lord and the Bible and the church. Christian! The woman's name, his mother's Grace. I got 5 or 6 copies of a CD back there every woman in this church ought to listen to. Well, they had it on Focus on the Family this week on the radio. Listen to it if you're a Christian. Get one of them copies on your way out and listen to it. I can't even go into what that movie... And it degrades us! And as women, you're being... Listen, I don't understand why these feminists don't take a fit over something like that. Because the world is hooked up with the devil and his spirit and power. If I say something about men and women being different, I'm a chauvinist. I'm a sexist. But they can put out a movie like that and celebrate it. That's the world system, people. I'll tell you this morning, it ain't your friend. That ain't your friend. I told another day at church, I mean here Wednesday night, on the magazines at the store, that Bruce guy that's the Kardashians, whatever he is, he ain't your daddy, is now turning himself into a woman. Have y'all seen that? Been on the news? Bruce, what's his name? Jenner, you watch him all the time. What is it? He is now turning into a woman. And it shows pictures of him with long hair and everything. And I thought, now he's been a man all his life. Now he wants to become a woman. This is how bad our society's got. And he's got long hair. And they told him that. They said, oh, Brother Danny, he was an Olympic runner. And he set records. And he was on the front of Wheaties cereal box as an Olympic runner. I said, Lord, what will he be on now? Fruit Loop? Yeah. Listen, that's something. Be on the Fruit Loop box. Listen, you hear me this morning? You don't go to the world to get your advice to learn how to stay married. You say, yeah, that's what's exciting. Yeah, the flesh is always excited by sin. But it'll bite you. It'll bite you. It'll come back to bite you. Come back to bite you. You say, well, my husband told me I had to watch. Well, tell him no. Didn't think you'd hear me say that, did you? What are you going to tell your husband if he tells you to kill somebody? What are you going to tell your husband if he tells you to shoot crack up in your arms and commit murder? See what I'm saying? Don't go to the world to get your advice on how to have a marriage. Well, number 3. Having a good time this morning, ain't we? Don't expect your husband to do for you what only Jesus can do. You have a need and a longing inside you for peace and satisfaction that only the Lord Jesus Christ and a right relationship with Him can give. Don't expect your husband to do that. He can't do that. It's impossible. The best husband in the world can't do that. Ladies, get a close relationship with God and let Jesus, the bread of life, satisfy your soul. Your husband can't do that. I don't care how good a husband he is, he can't be Jesus. Your happiness and satisfaction must come from the Lord. Decide today you're going to honor and respect your husband. Amen? But look to Jesus for your satisfaction. I'm going to say the same thing I said to the men. If you ladies are thinking about somebody else, or got your eye on somebody else, or somebody's flirting with you at work, or somebody, you think, oh, I can handle it. No, you can't. I can't. You can't. Nobody else can. It'll set your life on fire, and you'll lose everything you've got. And I'm telling you, don't expect your husband to do what only Jesus can do. You say, well, Brother Danny, I find, a lady called me one time, she said, Brother Danny, I'm attracted to this man at work, and said, I'm sorry, I'm saved, and I'm trying to live right, but I'm telling you, it's bothering me. What should I do? I said, you pray it out. And if you can't pray it out, get change jobs. And she did. She quit her job and went and got another job and saved her marriage. You say, you think that's crazy? I know. Your happiness and satisfaction's got to come from the Lord. Small-minded men know little about true love. You know how to stay in love? Number one, stay right with God. Number two, learn how to forgive each other all the time. And number three, don't take each other for granted. And try to do 60-40. Somebody said, well, our marriage is 50-50. No, it's 60-40. You give 60 and expect 40 back. She gives 60 and expects 40 back. And you overlap. And you have a pretty good marriage. Give it this morning. You want a real sweetheart week? You can have a great week this week without getting drunk and without doing something evil and without going to the world to get your kicks. If you do, it'll backfire on you. Remember me telling you, you can't play with sin. It'll burn you. There's enough, God put enough love in your heart. Stay married to your mate and love each other. And in the right way, He'll bless you for it. All right? Let's stand. Let's stand with our heads bowed. Every head bowed. Every eye closed.